Chodesh Tov Mevorach World. Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh Al Saf HaGeula Bezrat Hashem on this Rosh Chodesh Av Menachem Av. We are holding on Daf Chav Gimel, and I'm going to just review with you from the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, because we really are right in the middle of an explanation of a braita. We had one approach, but we're going to have some additional approaches. So we might as well hear the braita again. So let's start at the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis and review from the third line up, which begins Tanur Rabanan. So we have Shnayim Omrim Nitkatsha V'Shnayim Omrim Lo Nitkatsha. So we have two witnesses, Hakhasha. Two witnesses say that she was Mekudeshet. Two witnesses say she was not Mekudeshet, and she should not therefore get married to anybody else, because we apparently have a Chashash and maybe she's Mekudeshet. It's a Suffolk. But what if she did? Im Niseit, Lo Tetzeh. She doesn't have to get divorced. We're just going to see why not. If two people come along and say she was divorced, even though she was married, and Shnayim Omrim Lo Nitkarsha, then she shouldn't get married. And if she does get married, then she needs to get divorced from the second husband. So we asked yesterday, Mishna Resha, Mishna Seifa, what's the difference between two against two about whether she was Mekudeshet, or two against two about whether she was divorced? In both cases, L'chor, we have a Chashash of an Eishes Ish. In one, she doesn't need to get divorced from her second husband, whereas in the other, of Gerishin, she does. Why? So Abaye offered his approach yesterday, which we understand why it's a problem, because it's against what it says. And of course, Rava never likes that from Abaye. So he says, well, even though it says that two come, it doesn't mean, it's actually talking about one comes. So the two consists of one witness that's coming along and saying Nitkatsha, and one witness that's saying Lo Nitkatsha. So in that case, both witnesses are agreed that she definitely was a Pnuya, and then one says, yes, she was, but she went and accepted Kedushim from a guy. And the other one says, no, she's still a Pnuya. So if we only have one that says that she is Asura, and we have the Edus of both of them, that she has a Chazaka being Muteret because she's a Pnuya, so then, says Abaye, well, you've got one against two. So over there, we don't force her to get divorced. Masha Inkain in the Seifa, if one says she was married but got a get, and the other one says she was married and still is married, they're both agreed that she was married. So we can establish that there was a cheskas iser on the basis of both of these testimonies. Now we only have one witness that's saying that she got out of that marriage with the gerushin, and therefore we have one against two. So it's really very consistent, says Abaye. Now, obviously, this runs into a little bit of a problem, to say the least, which is that Abaye says it's talking about one against one, and the Braita said it was two. Okay, so Rav Ashi comes along today, and this is our new Gemara that we didn't start yet, Rav Ashi Amar. So Rav Ashi says, no, the point over here is Leolam Trey V'Trey. Of course it's talking about two against two. That's exactly what it says. You can't start changing the Girsa. And therefore, the point is that, yes, there's a very big problem as to what the difference is between the Reish and the Seifa, but I can make it work if I make the assumption that the Braita got inverted. So Rav Ashi's also got a problem. He's got to invert the Braita. So in other words, in the case where they were arguing about whether she was Mekudeshet, then surprisingly the din is that she does need to get divorced. If they were arguing about whether she was divorced, and if she married somebody else, then Dafka, she doesn't need to get divorced. How is that? I'll explain to you. Because there's another little issue that you don't understand. It's not that there was, let's say, an argument whether the Kedushin was worth a Shavah Pruta, and that's the Machlokas, whether she was Mekudeshet, or that the Kedushin was Suffolk Korovla, Suffolk Korovla, maybe she never got the Kedushin. That's not the point. That's what you thought the issue was. The question over here is that there were two witnesses that says, we saw her get Kedushin. And the other two witnesses, they don't say, we saw that too, but it wasn't a Kedushin. No. The other two witnesses say, well, we didn't see her get Kedushin, So over there, she can't marry. And if she does, she has to get divorced because two witnesses say that she was Kedushin. She's like, oh, well, that's ridiculous. Obviously, what do you mean? You're calling that testimony? Well, we didn't see her get Kedushin. Okay. So if you didn't see her, don't bother coming to court and shut up. How is I didn't see something testimony? Testimony means I saw something. So, if, I mean, like, how could that be the meaning of the Lor Inua? Ain't a raya that doesn't prove anything, does it? So you're stupid, blind, deaf, and dumb. I don't know why you didn't see it, but these people did see it. No, see, I'll tell you. The thing is that over here, the Chiddush is that even though these people ought to have seen everything, is they live literally in the same chutzah. There's three families living in the same chutzah. You're telling us that one of these families had a wedding party in which they accepted that there was a kiddushin and they drank a l'chaim and the whole business, but we didn't hear a thing. I mean, get out of here. Even every time they have an argument, we all have to shut the windows. What are you telling us we didn't know about it? Because we would have known about it. There's no way that there was any kind of kiddushin in this chutz. So Mao de Tamas, you might have thought that that is a very good indication, and it's the equivalent of positive testimony to the fact that it didn't occur. Because you would have said, imita de nitkatshat, kala avalela milta. If there was really a wedding, remember, Kiddushin, it's not literally a wedding in the sense of the big suit and everything, but it's a lot more than what we call an engagement party. It's a real Kiddushin. So at least, I mean, we would have heard about it, right? We live there, and all of a sudden, it's the one thing that we don't know. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Bryce is saying, listen, that's not something that's called testimony. It can happen that people don't want others to know. Maybe it was like one of these kind of really delicate situations where there's people that were trying to break it up, and they're saying all kinds of terrible things about the Kalat or whatever. Who knows? But the fact that people would want to keep something quiet so that there aren't other lovely friends around to ruin it is not so unusual. So fine. So therefore comes along the Braita to say, the fact that it isn't visible to anybody does not prove a thing. And this is no different than anything else. That's all. Then, let me tell you, it says Rav Ashi, the last part. Okay, here's how the Sefer goes. Shnayim omrim reinu ashenid garshat. It's the same thing. You thought we were talking about over here an argument about the kind of thing which was suffikor of law. No. It means like this. Two people see them getting a divorce, and the others say, we didn't see her get a divorce. So then she obviously can't get married. Not only that, if she does, in this case, however, we say that she does not have to be yotzei, because basically we only have two testimonies. That she was divorced. The other ones say we didn't see it. Yeah. So I understand. So that's stupid. I mean, obviously, if we didn't see it, what does that prove? So what's the Chiddush then? I mean, you're telling me the same thing you said before? That even though people live in the same chutzah, that we don't pay attention to the fact that they didn't see something? That's the same thing. Hainohach. That's what you just told us. Okay, we understand that by not seeing something, you don't really prove it, even if you're next door neighbors, right? No, it's not exactly the same, because the bright is coming to address a different psychological issue. Because ma'adatema gabi kedushin udavirin shidibakachi betzina. People do sometimes need to keep it quiet that we've actually gotten together, because we don't want anybody else to get involved, right? So they might try to bust it up. But when it comes to a get, on the contrary, people are interested that the din gets around, that she's muteret, and therefore, kala itla lamilta, not to mention the fact that people love to gossip. So everybody's got to get involved in the divorce, right? So how does the next door neighbor not know that? What do you think? They've been talking about for the past half a year, for heaven's sakes. Oh, they're not getting along. They're always blah, 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 blah. So, of course, they would have known about the divorce. That's what you would have thought about. Okay, so Kamash Malan. So you see that not only do people avoid problems sometimes by not being mefarsim and kedushin, but it also, avinayinshi de mekache udemagarshi betzina. So there are times when people feel embarrassed and so on, that they, in fact, would not want people to know that they were divorced. Okay. And obviously, the other way I would have said that divorce is embarrassing, but there's a simcha. I mean, why wouldn't I be mefarshim a simcha? Okay, so the bright is just coming to tell us some practical issues. That's all. That's what I think. Okay, fine. Now, let's take a look at the Mishnah and see actually what the Mishnah means when it says that the halacha is lo tetzei. Because the Mishnah is machalic at the end, that says, imi shenisait bo edim, if the edim show up after she already had gotten married, then she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Now, the question is, what case in the Mishnah was it referring to? Because, I mean, there were two cases. It started with a case where a woman says that I was, in fact, an Eishes Ish, but I got a get. And that was the case of the Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter. And the other one was where she said, Nishbeti, but nonetheless, Torani, I wasn't raped, and I can marry a Kohen, and so on, right? So we have two cases of a Pesha Asar, a Pesha Hiter. And we say that only where we have the Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitir, of course, as she believed, but if witnesses come, we no longer have the Pesha Asar or Pesha Yitir. So if that's the case, by ending with the words that if the Adam only showed up after she had already got married, then she does not have to be Yotze with a get from the second one, right? But which case? Were they the same? I mean, remember, we just had these brises that made big distinctions between what the question was, whether the question was in terms of Kedushin or the question was in terms of Gerushin. And I mean, over here, the Mishnah said two very different kind of things. I mean, it said one thing about the heter to a Kohen. The Kohanim this morning apparently are drinking what has recently been discovered as of this morning with treifa liquor. Yes, indeed. It just got out this morning. All of those nice scotches that you're drinking, they're all treif. This is a disaster. Don't even think about it. Apparently it was a paid political announcement by the Board of American Rabbis or something. They figured they'd get rid of the kiddush problems of drunkenness during Musaf and so on by making it all treif, but they sure made it sound like it's a serious issue. But anyway, so getting back to the question, the Mishnah doesn't say which case we're talking about. Is there a difference between the two cases about whether she was an Eishes Ish? I mean, an Eishes Ish. I mean, there we're talking about a Chiv Misa. You know, this is serious stuff. The question whether she can marry a Kohen, I mean, the type of Kohen that drinks that treifa liquor, you know, do you really need to worry about it? But so over there, you're talking about an Isolav. Maybe we're not that much Makbin and so on. So which case was it referring to? So Rabbi Oshaya says, it's going back on the first part of the Mishnah, which said that, yes, I'm an Eishes Ish, but I have a get. So then she goes in and she gets married, and now Adim show up that she's an Eishes Ish. So she no longer has a Peshas, huh? So that's what it's referring to. And it's telling us that if she went ahead and married another guy, and only then the Adim come, then she can stay with her husband. Whereas Rabbi Bar Avin says, no, it's referring to the case of the Seifa, where she says that even though I was kidnapped by Goyim, but I wasn't raped, and therefore I can go ahead and I can marry a Kohen. Okay, so then what it's saying is that she is allowed to stay with her husband, despite the fact that she might be Asura to him because she doesn't have a Pesha Asar on whether she was raped or not. That's the machloka. So now, if you're going, like Rav Oshaya, who is Matir, even the case of an Eishes Ish, which is a Chiyav Misa, and said that she does not need a get from the second husband, she can stay with him. So obviously, he's going to say in the second case, which is much more kal, because it's only an Isser Kahuna, it's an Isser Lava, and we're not talking about over here a possibility of her being an Eishes Ish. So, of course, over there, we would say you don't have to get divorced. But, according to Rabbi Bar Avin, over there, since he says it's referring to the most recently mentioned case, the aforementioned case, that is to say, that nishbeti v'torani, and over there and only over there do we say that in the event that the Edim came afterwards, she does not need to get divorced. But back on the first case, where she was mamish and eshesi, she now loses her peshaser because now we have Edim, then he would never have gone back and said that. Aval areshalo, it's according to Rabbi Baravin, even if she'd already got married, she would need to get a get from her new husband. Okay, so now it turns out that we have a machlokas, benogea, the din of Pesha Osar that is lost after the Edim showed up, and now she's in a very difficult situation. Does she need to get divorced under all circumstances or not, right? So according to Rabbi Oshaya, even if there was a shayla of her being an Eshes Ish, she would not need to get divorced from the other husband. Masha Einkein, according to Rabbi Baravin, Eshes Ish, she would need to get divorced. Only if there was a question that her being an Isser Kahuna. What is this machlokas based on? That's the question. So, I mean, the first thing that crosses our mind, you know, is that maybe the issue is, like we said before, that Ein Isha Me'iza, a woman would never have the chutzpah to tell her husband that he divorced her. So maybe that's what it revolves around, right? So it could mean that Rav Oshaya, who said, Man demasil ha-reisha, Rav Oshaya said that even benogea, the question of divorce, and Eishas Ish, suffocations, Eishas Ish, who loses her pesha asa, the reason that she doesn't have to get divorced is because he holds of Rav Amnuna. Since this woman is claiming that she is divorced, and a woman does not make such a claim because she, unless it's true, so he's being samech on that together with the fact that she already married based on the Pesha Asa. Masha Einkein, Rabbi Baravin, he says, no. It's only referring to the Seifa, whether it's a Shailon and it's her love, she doesn't get divorced. But he doesn't hold of Rav Amnuna. So therefore, I can't add in the fact that she never would have told her husband that you divorced me if it weren't true. Ah, come on, says the Gemara. This has nothing to do with Rav Amnuna. Why would Rav Amnuna get involved in this? Kulei alma itlu de Rav Amnuna. The question is, how far does Rav Amnuna extend? That's the question. Rabbi Baravin holds that the only thing Rav Amnuna said is that she's not going to look him in the face and say, you divorced me. Now, that's not the case over here, right? Over here, he's not there. She walked into a bezin somewhere else. Her husband, we have no idea where he is, Bichlal. And she says, with her Pesha Asa, you know, well, I was married, which you never knew, and I'm the one who's telling you that, and now I'm telling you that I'm divorced. Okay, we say, thank you very much. So, based on your own testimony, you shouldn't marry a Kohen, and you can go marry somebody. Fine. Okay. But so shelo b'fanav. So therefore, she will definitely be me'iza, and she'll claim divorce. So because of that, here, there is no Baal. So of course, Rabbi Amnuna would say, why in the world would we believe her? Of course, she would claim she's divorced. Bashenk and Rav Oshaya apparently holds that the etzem taina of a married woman that she's divorced while her husband, even if he's not in front of her, but while her husband is alive and can walk in, ain't a meiza, she would not be meiza, and therefore he can rely on that to tell us that, okay, nonetheless, you know, don't do it lechatchila, but if you're already there, fine. You don't have to get divorced. We see that this issue, remember that we had brought up earlier about lazut svatayin, don't do something which is mutter, So, don't do something which is mutter, because people will talk about it. So that was enough in the previous case when we were trying to say this business about, I would have known about it. I mean, obviously, we're not really going to believe Aiden that don't have any Aiden to say. And the only reason to say it is because, well, I would have known. The only basis for that, which shows how powerful this svara would have been, is that, well, because of that, people are going to talk about it, and therefore you shouldn't do it. It isn't that we're going to actually give ne'emanus to witnesses who, well, I should have known about it. I didn't know about it. I mean, that's clear, right? I should have spoken that out before. But that's the point, that I would have thought that that's what the issue is about the lazut svatayim. Okay, now let's take a look when it says if Misha niseit bo edim, if she already got married, then she doesn't have to get divorced. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean literally she's already married? Or does it mean that we issued a heter in Bezdin that she can get married? So actually, Avud Shmuel say that when it says in the Mishnah that she went ahead and niseit, doesn't mean literally that she was niseit. It's enough that the Bezdin was mater her. Lina say, Afa Pishalo niseit, even though she didn't lamaisa get married, she still is allowed to remain with the guy. Fine. I don't understand, says the Gemara. What does the Mishnah say? That if she got married, she doesn't have to be yotze. Yotze means she is with a man right now, right? So how can you say it means if they were mad to her, she can get married? That's not what it says. It says she doesn't need to get divorced. That's very clear that she is currently married. Ah, but remember we had this back in Yevamos also, that word lo tetze could simply mean lo tetze mehetera rishon. That was if Bezdin put her into a matzev in which she has a heter, and now we have reason to doubt that because the witnesses come and we no longer have hapesha usra hapesha heter, she nonetheless does not lose her status of heter that was already issued by the Bezdin. That's how Avud Shmuel understand it. How about if we add a little bit of a knetch to the Mishnah? The knetch is this. She says, I was kidnapped, and nobody raped me, and I even have witnesses that were with me the whole time, and they can tell you that I was definitely not raped. And then what happens is, that we want to be matur. Somebody says, well, wait a second. If she says she has witnesses, why should we rely on Apesha Asra, Apesha Yitr? Let's wait till she brings the witnesses, right? No, we don't do that. In Omrim Namtina Shivo Edim, just because she said she has witnesses, she doesn't make her situation worse with this particular Pesha Asra, Matir no Tamiyat. Now, how about if it turns out that after we're matur her to get married to this Kohen, the witnesses that she said she had actually show up, right? And we say to them, oh, by the way, this woman said that you were with her the whole they look at you like you're crazy. What? What do we know if she was raped or not? What do you think, we were with her the whole time? So what happens then? I mean, the fact is that what she said isn't true. So if achar kach bo einim v'omru lo yadano, I don't know, we have no idea. So then, still, she does not need to get divorced because, basically, we weren't relying on her statement about witnesses. And we're not going to say everything she said was a lie because of the fact that these witnesses she thought knew, maybe. So therefore, if Lamaisa, she went ahead and she married, so then she wouldn't have to be yotze. But, I mean, if there are witnesses that she was raped, so then, of course, she would have to get divorced because she's asura to the Kohen. Even if she has already lots of kids, maybe 20 years later, Adam come along and they say that she actually was Tamea, she would have to get divorced. Now, there was a great story where there were these women who had been kidnapped, right? So always when they want to get ransom, so they know where to go. They're going to go to the rabbis, you know, and the rabbis are going to make a big collection in town, and they're going to ransom these poor Jewish girls who were kidnapped by these mean goyim, and so on. So the pirates will always come into town to discuss the terms of the ransom. Okay, so what happened? So there were these girls that came into Narada. So Avua de Shmuel, Shmuel's father appointed some people to stay with them to protect them, right? That they shouldn't be raped while the negotiations were going on. So Shmuel asks his father, I mean, I don't understand. And what's the point of having Shomrim if there were no Shomrim until now? Like, you're not really going to be changing the halacha, are you? So why bother? they're already Asurim. So his father speaks to Shmuel very sternly and says to him, if it would be your daughters, you would have said that too? So, Ilu benatan avin mihavit mizalzel b'kulei hai. Anyway, that was a disaster. Because that's like the Pusik says in Koheles, that it's mamish a shgagashi yotzei milifnei ha-shalit. When somebody who's like a king, a Talmud Chacham, makes a statement, even though he didn't mean it that way, it comes true. And sure enough, Shmuel's daughters actually got captured, as we say, but not to Shmuel. They bring them up to Eretz Yisrael, even though they were kidnapped in Bavel. And the girls, who are, of course, very, very knowledgeable about these dinim, having listened under the table to their father's Daf Yomi for who knows how many years, right? So they know all of these halachas. So they figure, what we need to do is to establish a Pesha Asra, Pesha Yeter, right? And then, if afterwards the Beis Din finds out about it, we're going to be allowed to be Beheter Rishon. So they knew this whole Sfar over here. Okay. And of course, this was their own grandfather's Psak, right? Okay, so what do? So they tell the pirates, okay, you guys stand outside. We'll walk into the Beis Din. We'll talk to the rabbis to negotiate a ransom that will be better for you because we'll be mutarot. Okay, so the pirates let them go. They walk into the Beis Din and they say, yes, it's true, but each one says, I was captured, but not a problem. I'm Tohar. The other one says the same thing. Okay, so Ukman l'shuvaynu mi'abroi, they leave the pirates outside. So now here they are in Rabbi Chanina's Beis Din. So Homra Nishbet Vitorani, Vahomra Nishbeti Vitorani. Rabbi Chanina says, okay, great. Beferish a Mishnah, not a problem. You can marry a Kohen. Stamp. Wonderful. At that point, in walk the pirates. Okay. So now they want money. So Sof Ulatu Shuvayu. So Rabbi Chanina says, wait a minute. These are not just regular girls. These are obviously the daughter of some big Pesach. How the heck did they know to do that? That was brilliant. So sure enough, that's what they say, Benanda Murayaninu, these people are children of some kind of major godel that gives these kind of piskei halachas. It turns out that they are Benate Damar Shmuel Avyan. So Rabbi Chanina told Reb Shaman Bar Abba, who was a Kohen, but who was a cousin to Shmuel, well, go ahead and take care of your cousins, man. It looks like you're going to have to go marry them. So, pokey tapa b'krovotecha. So, Reb Shaman Bar Abba says to Rabbi Chanina, but I don't understand. I mean, this is a case where you've got Edim, essentially. I mean, you're saying there were no Edim, right? So, he says, I mean, how do you know? That, look, obviously this was a well-known event. I mean, we'll have Edim show up, and then they're going to say it's Usser. So if you know that there are probably Edim, you're going to go ahead and get married almanat to be semich on a heter that was a heter because of the whole fake-out that they keep the pirates outside and the whole thing. I mean, you sure it's okay to get married? So Reb Chanina said, look, you know, Hashem yet, let's not come on. I don't see any witnesses. Where's the witnesses? What are you going to say? Edim b'tzad istan v'teyaser, that there is Edim somewhere in the North Pole. So therefore, you're saying, okay, so, you know, you can't rely on it. The Edim are going to show up. We never say that thing. Either you do have Edim, you don't have Edim. On the smach, but some Edim will eventually come. You want to answer someone? We don't do that. Taima. Okay, but let's take a look at what that implies. I mean, it implies that the only reason that Rabbi Chanina had to tell Reb Shaman HaKoyen that they're allowed to get married is because there were no Edom right now. Mashma, that even though the Beis Din had paskened that they were mutarot, that if the Edom actually would have shown up, that then Ein Achinami, they would have become Asurais. But the problem is that Avuah d'Shmuel said, once the Beis Din paskens that they're mutarot, we don't change the psak. And the meaning of lo tetzei is lo tetzei mehetera harishon, which is a bikula. But then Rabbi Chanina should have said, well, what's the difference? Even if Edom will show up, we're not going to change the halacha even when they would show up. Ravashi, no. What Rav Shama Bar Abba was saying wasn't that there are Edom that make her lose the Pesh Osra Pesh Yitir by saying that she was in fact a Shvuya. It's talking about that there may be Edom that actually know that they were raped. That's what he was saying. To which Rav Chanina says, listen, what do you mean there may be? There are no Edom right now. I'm not worried about that. So says Rav Ash, we're talking about Dafka Edei Tuma. Now, we are in a very delicate situation over here. Because as it turns out, Richie was required to be the number 10 for the minion in Helsinki this morning. And therefore had to run for Rosh Chodesh because they finally got together a minion. Or at least they claimed him that they got together a minion. Usually during the summer, nobody is around in Europe anywhere. Everything is dead because, after all, it's vacation time. But you will notice that in South Africa, the doctors are working overtime. Yes, indeed. And our own intrepid doc has been waiting for this moment. Go for it, doc.
So,
That good old Litvisha Halakha Mishnah. It's amazing you can even get a Litvak to say a Halakha Mishnah, right? Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. Okay, how about, let's take this case. Two women were captured. Both of them are together. Now, the one says, listen, I was captured, but I'm Tahora. And the other one says, I was captured and I'm Tahora. Obviously, since we know that they were Nishbu, it means, in other words, there were Edom, so it appears we're talking to Gemara exactly what was going on. So she can't say I was Tahora. The very fact that she was a Shvuya means that we are Cheshesh and we don't let her marry a Kohen. So there, they are not believed. Enan Emanot. But if each one of them speaks about the other one, and each one of them says that this other woman that was here, even though she was captured, I can tell you that I was there the whole time and she was not raped, then she is believed. Because remember that the Chachamim also made a takona for these situations that we will believe an aid echad, that she was not tamea. And once we believe an aid echad, it means afilu eved, afilu shivcha, certainly a woman, is believed. And therefore, since she said that the other one was not raped, so she is believed. So in this case, each one is believed on the other, even though it looks very fishy, because, I mean, you could say that they made a deal, you know, and that it was only Chayshin and Legomlot, that each one of them is being made on the other one because they made this mutual pact. Kamash Malan, this is not a chashash that undoes the takana, and that if we have the Edus, that we will accept this Edus anyway. Fine. Tana Rabban. So now, let's take a look at more detail in the question of where women testify about one another. So let's expand the discussion a bit. How about if one of them says, I indeed was raped, but this woman here with me, she was not. So then she's believed on both ends. She assert herself, and she's matur the other one. But what if she says, I was not raped, but my friend was raped? Then she's not believed about either of these things, because we don't believe in Eid Echad, and we don't believe a woman to say she's Tahora in a case where she was Nishbet. Now, suppose she says, both of us were raped. Ani v'chaverti t'me'a. She's believed about herself, but because remember, she can always be shavi anafsha chatichat yisura, but she's not believed that the other woman was raped. If she says, ani v'chavertei Torah, both of us are tar, she's believed about her friend because we'll believe in Eid Echad. but she's not believed about herself. So now, says the Gemara, but what are we talking about over here in terms of the testimony? You didn't really explain yourself very well, because this Braita seems to be making assumptions about what the case is. The second case you said was that if she said, I am Torah, and this other woman is Tamiah, she's not believed. Can you tell me what are we talking about? Are the witnesses? I mean, Echinami. If there are no witnesses, so why is she not believed about herself? I mean, she's basically saying, a peshasa. I was captured, but I was not raped. That was the Mishnah that we had. So why would the Braita say she's not believed? This is a classic Nishbeti Vitora, Anika Amra, Elapshita the Ikeidim. So it must be that there are witnesses. So now, can you tell me the next case? If this is talking about that there are witnesses, then what about the third case where she said, both of us are to me, that then she's believed about herself, obviously, Shavian Avshachatich de Yisura. She's not Nemenes al Chaverta, that which sounds like she's not Nemenes at all. In other words, what we're going to say is that Chaverta is Tahora, right? So, okay. I mean, look, a minute ago we said Rashi speaks this out, you know, that even though, I mean, she's not believed in the case before to say that she's Torah, because since they're witnesses, so we don't have a Pesha Asa. But why does it say that she's not believed about the other one? I mean, she should be believed about the other one. So it doesn't mean that she's not believed and the other one is Tahira. Why would the other one be Tahira? It means she's not believed that it's irrelevant what she says. Who cares whether she says the other one is Tame or not Tame? It's irrelevant. And that's what it means when it says she's not believed. Because anyway, the other one would be Tamea, no matter what she would have said anything about it. We have over here witnesses. So in this case, when we say that Amai Lo Mehemna, why is she not believed? What does it mean that she's not believed? That the other one is Tahira? Why in the world would that be true? So in this case, what we're going to need to say is, let's see that again, Ema Bitsiyata, where she says both of us are Tamea. She's believed about herself, but she's not believed about the other one, which means that she's not believed, she's not needed to be believed. Okay, so if there are Edim, so in this case, Amai Lo Mehemna, because over here, it's mashma that she would actually be tahor. In this case, if there's no Edim, so why exactly, there's no Edim that she's tahora, why would she be actually muteret? Must be talking about that we did not have any Edim, which is why even though she says that the other woman is a tmeya because she was raped, in this case, what are we going to say? Must be that she's really not believed, right? So then there can't be Edim. But if that's true, look at the last case. If she says, if we're talking about that there are no Edim, so then in the last case when she says, both of us are Tahar, she's believed about the other woman. Why? Because the Chazal believed one witness. But Einan Emel Sal Atzma. But if there are no Edim, then we said it's a case of a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. So then why isn't she believed about herself also? Elapshita the Ike Edim. So there must, yes, be Edim in this case. And nonetheless, she's believed because one Ed is Matir, and she's not believed about herself because she doesn't have a Pesha Asa. Is this a little weird? It only works, the Braita, if the first case, meaning the second case, but the Reisha, which are the first two cases of the Reisha. So the Reisha and the Seifa. So in other words, the second case and the last case are talking about where there are Edim, but the third case, which is the middle case we're calling, that's talking about where there are no Edim. So the Braita, yeah, exactly. The Reisha and the Seifa, the Ik Edim, and it's Yatan Lak Edim. What are you going to do? Rav Popa says, no. The Braita must be talking about a more complicated issue. It's not going to change the case in the middle. All of the cases over here are referring to there are witnesses. So then how does it work? I'll tell you. There are witnesses. The Chiddush of the Braita is talking about where there is an Eid Echad who is saying the exact opposite of what this woman says. So let's go through the cases, okay? first case. She says, I am Tameya, but this woman with me is Tahora. So what does the other witness say? The Eid Echad. The Eid Echad says, no, I was there. You were not raped, and she was. So there, she's believed on both issues. Obviously, she's believed about herself to say that she's Tameya because Shavi Nafshachatich Ani Surah. That's what do I care what the Edom say? She can say whatever she wants about herself and create an Isser. However, the second woman is Muteret because since the Eid Echad, which is Afilu Noshim, is believed, so that means Komakom, remember we just had that halacha yesterday, Komakom She'emina Torah Eid Echad, Areis Shnayim. So that means we believe her like two witnesses, and therefore the other witness who said the opposite is irrelevant. Fine. Now let's take the second case. I am Tahora, and this woman with me is Tameya. We've got one witness that says, no, actually, you were raped. The other one wasn't. So as far as she is concerned, so since we have this aid, she cannot claim that she was mutaret, because we know, as we said, we're talking about with our Edim, there's no Pesha Asa. Ma She'en Kin, the other woman, Chaverta, since there is one witness who says that she's Tahora, remember that the Chachamim believe that one witness, and therefore, even though she says the opposite, she becomes the Eid Echad, B'mokam She'esh Shnayim, who is this other witness that's saying the opposite. Now, the third part of the Braita. Ani v'chaverti, both of us are Tameya. The other witness says, no, I was there and neither of you were raped. So, ihi, she's believed about herself, as we said. She's always believed about herself because Shavya Nafshachatir Yisura. And the other one becomes Muteret because we have one eight saying that she's Tahira and that is sufficient even against it. But that doesn't add anything. Hatu Lomeli, says the Gemara, what's the point of this last piece? It's exactly the case that we had before, and it is in both cases of the Reisha. We said both points, that a woman can aser herself, because Shavya Nafshachatich Ani Surah, and that if one witness says Torah, that that one witness is believed even against Shnayim. So we already know this. So you're just restating the same thing in a different case. So what's the point? No, I'll tell you. Suppose I wouldn't have said this case. You know what you might have thought? You might have thought that really both of these women were Tahorot, like the Eid Echad says. The reason that she wants to say that both of us are Tmeot is because she hates this other woman's guts. So she figures, let me mess up her life. And I'll say that we were both raped. Then no one will think that I'm lying because, I mean, I wouldn't claim that I was raped. Right? So she who's married to a Kohen is finitoed. Ha ha. And I sound like Lily White, right? I mean, we were both raped. What can I do? So I would have thought this is a Tomus Nafshi and Plishtim Udakavda. She's basically ready to bring the house down on her and the other woman, even if she's also married to a Kohen. What's the difference? Kamash Malan. But nonetheless, we believe that she is, in fact, whatever she says, she's believed about herself. Of course, that's because and that's true, even though we have other ways of understanding what she said. But okay, I would have thought that's the Chiddush. Now, when the last case comes along, where she says both of us are Tahor, and 1-8 says both of you are Tameyas, sure, she's not believed about herself, but she is believed about the other one, and that's simple. She can't be believed because she doesn't have the Peshaser, Solav Kokamine. But the other woman has her. And even though there's an aid that says the opposite, but we know Ein Dvarav Shel Echad B'Mokam Shnayim. Ah, come on, Rav Papa, we learned this already. That's what we had in the first case. Hatu Lamali, what are we again repeating this? That's the very first case. That's the Reisha of the Reisha. So what is the point over here? We certainly don't need to know that a woman cannot say, I was not raped, if we have witnesses that say that she was captured. Don't tell me that for the 964th time in Shas, you're going to repeat that halacha. So obviously, that's not the point. The whole point was that we're going to believe her about the other woman, even though there's an Eid Echa that says the opposite. But we already have that point. Ah, but you see, says Rabbi, look, Ma datema ki mehemne, b'mokam de poslo nafsha. If I only had that case, I would say, yes, that's because she was saying that she was raped. Oh, so now look, what an honest woman. I was raped, but my friend wasn't. So if she's willing to say she was raped, maybe that's where the Mishnah said that she's believed about the other woman, because she's obviously a very honest woman. But in a case where she's saying both of us are mutarot, so I'd say, well, what do you expect her to say? I mean, obviously she's going to say nobody raped us. We're not going to believe her about that. So if I don't believe her about herself, I shouldn't believe her about the other person either. Say, Emelomemna. Therefore, Kamash Balan, she is believed even in that case. So that means that in terms of the bottom line is we'll always say, Shavisa Nafshachaticha de Yisura, I don't care what grounds, emotional grounds we have for saying she's just trying to mess up somebody else. Well, that's not the issue. What did she say? She said she's Asura, she remains Asura. If she says in a case that she's Muteret, she's only going to be believed if she has a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. If she says something about a woman that's with her, the Chiddush is that we're not Chayshin and the Gomlim, and she is believed, but only to say that the other woman is Tahora. But she can't say anything in terms of Tuma. I mean, because we don't believe her anyway. She's an Eid Echad. Why in the world should we believe her? The only thing we're believing is this special Takana, where actually we have this new din, that Eid Echad is Neman. So therefore, whatever she says about the other one, she says she's Asura, I don't care if she says Asura, unless we have, of course, Eidus, that this other woman was captured, so that we don't have any bait, we don't need her to tell us she's Asura. If she says she's Tahora, we always will believe her, even if we have grounds to be Cheshish, that maybe they made a deal with each other. That's the bottom line.